Well, welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Adam Purcell, and I'm the teaching pastor at our Mount Vernon campus. We hope you are having a great, great week. This past Sunday, we spent time, again, continuing our study in the Gospel of John in our I Am series, and we looked at John chapter 3, and in John chapter 3, we see what is probably the most famous verse in the entire Bible, where Jesus is talking to a Jewish leader named Nicodemus, and he tells him, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him would not perish, but would have eternal life." And there, it's just such fantastic, great news that Jesus reminds us that he is the ultimate expression of God's love for us. God loves the world, and in particular, maybe you need to hear this morning that God loves you. Like, he actually, truly, deeply, genuinely loves you. He loves you and I so very much that even when we were dead in our sins and we were his enemies through our sin, he sent his son Jesus to die on the cross to bear the penalty for our sin so that everyone everywhere who trusts his son Jesus would find eternal life and the wrath of God would not remain on him. And the question that I want us to think about just for a moment this morning is, what's your next step? Because it isn't that we just trust Jesus and that's the end of it, but rather when we trust Jesus, that's the beginning of our eternal, awesome, joy-filled life with God that we know will last into eternity. And so what God invites us to do, because he loves us and because he knows that sin is the absolute worst thing for us and destroys us, he is always inviting us to take next steps. And so what I'd like you to consider this morning is, if you have already trusted Jesus, what's your next step? And for some of us, it's going to be, you know, maybe we're pretty inconsistent in getting into the Word of God. And when you look at studies at things that correlate with strong spiritual growth, especially over time, the thing that always comes up as the most important factor is, does this person have a consistent, regular time in God's Word? And so maybe for you, that's your next step. Maybe you need to find someone who can encourage you and perhaps even hold you accountable, and you're going to begin to get into the Word more than you're currently doing on a daily basis. I always encourage people, whatever you're doing, just add 5 minutes a day to that. And so if you're at zero right now, okay, that's great. Okay, let's take a step. And maybe you could do 5 minutes a day in God's Word. If you're already at 30 minutes, which is awesome, great for you, you know, maybe you could do 35 minutes a day. Maybe that's your next step. But it isn't always just reading the Bible or maybe even prayer. That's our next step. For some of us, you know, we're in the Word on a regular basis and we're doing a great job at intake, but we haven't really gotten great at the missional part of our relationship with God through Jesus. We're not real consistent in praying for lost people. We're not real consistent in saving money throughout the year so that when cross-cultural or domestic opportunities come available, that we have the resources to go on those. And so for you, maybe that's your next step. Maybe you need to begin praying seriously about a coworker or a neighbor or a family member who has not yet trusted Jesus, and you're going to pray for them, and you're also going to find an opportunity to invite them to church, invite them to your life group, or invite them simply to trust Jesus in that conversation with you. At the end of the day, I don't know what your next step is, and I know that you've got a lot of them. And so I would encourage you this morning to seriously pray and ask God to reveal to you what he is saying to you and what you should do about it. What is my next step, God? And so let's do that now. Let's ask God to reveal to us what our next step in the Lord is and ask him to give us strength that we would take that step so that we might become more like his son Jesus, which is the best thing for us. Let's pray now together, please. Well, thank you again for listening to the LifePoint Drivecast. We hope you have a fantastic week and that we see you tomorrow on the Drivecast. God bless.